RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
One of our most important body parts is our bellies. It's the focus in the summertime after you've been hibernating it behind baggy sweaters. And it's also a common area men and women want to shed weight from. I certainly do. When I talk about my weight loss, that is where I want to lose it from. However, when your belly doesn't feel good, you know, bloating, nausea, there's more health problems down the line. We've heard so much in the media about gut health, belly health, and how important it is to our immune system. My guest is Carissa Bielert, She's an Orlando-based registered dietitian. She has a diverse background in nutrition and fitness, and she just had a baby yesterday. So welcome to the show, Carissa, and thanks for being with us today. Tell us first, why do we really want to worry about having a happy belly? And then in our little bit of time that we have, I'd like to talk about as many things as we can do to keep our bellies happy and healthy.
Definitely. You know, talking about a happy belly and actually talking about when you're a baby, your intestines are really your first brain. They form before your actual brain does. They have more neurons than your brain. So keeping that belly happy is really key to keeping your whole body healthy. And there's a lot of things we can do that most Americans know they should be doing more of that they're not doing to keep that gut healthy and happy.
So we hear about probiotics. Let's just start right with probiotics because, you know, prebiotics, probiotics, people hear about them. There's tablets and oils and all kinds of things. What should we do with those?
I am a huge fan of taking probiotics. And here's the important thing to remember is whether you're getting them from a supplement or you're getting them from, say, either a fermented food or yogurt that has those live and active cultures, they really only live in your gut for a day. So you can't just say, oh, I had that yogurt last month, I've got enough probiotics. You've got to keep replenishing them because these good bacteria are the lifeline, I believe, to a healthy belly. And also, if you've had any antibiotics or you've just had any kind of sickness, it's so important to replenish those healthy bacteria because, again, that is controlling so much of our body, not just a happy belly, but a happy immune system.
Well, that's true. You know, we hear a lot about the immune system and the gut and that good flora that's in our intestines that really maintains and helps our immune system. So, you know, maybe we've been over sanitizing. Maybe we've been hormones and antibiotics in our chicken and, you know, over sanitizing everything. What else can we do to get that good bacteria in? You mentioned yogurts. You mentioned fermented foods and probiotics like tempeh and sauerkraut. People don't even think about that. What else can we do?
Exactly. I mean, it is as simple also as just taking a probiotic supplement every day. You know, they have a lot of them easy to find at the grocery store. There's different strains of them, but make sure they have active cultures. It's just as simple as taking that. And on the flip side of that, you mentioned the prebiotics, kind of like when you're going to plant a garden and you treat the soil before you put the seeds in, that's what the prebiotics do. They get your gut ready to then further absorb and utilize those probiotics. So you can't forget the prebiotics, and those come from a lot of the whole foods, the fruits and veggies that we need in our diet anyway.
Okay, so, you know, we're looking at these products. Do you have any ones that you would recommend specifically? Because, God, there's a million.
You know, there's no specific brand. Just find one that works for you and make sure it has, you know, the lactobacillus bacteria is a really good one. I just pick up one at, you know, I'm not going to name a specific brand, but at the grocery store. I just buy mine there, one that's good for digestive health. It has, you know, you want a million or so live cultures in it. That's good. Also, if you're someone that does eat yogurt every day with the live and active cultures, then you wouldn't necessarily need the supplement. But if you didn't, if you weren't an everyday kind of yogurt eater, I would just take that probiotic. If you're traveling, I think it's a really great way to keep healthy. I know summer's coming up. A lot of people are traveling. Probiotic can help your stomach stay happy when you're going from planes to different foods to different kinds of places, too.
So on some of these lists that I've seen, there's things like bananas and oatmeal and, of course, my favorite, red wine. How can those help us? Because, you know, you think of things like oatmeal as being a gut bomb. You know, oh, I'm so full now. I just ate some oatmeal. But it's really so good for us.
Well, yeah, what the oatmeal has, it does have those prebiotics, but it also has, I think, the third component of a healthy belly. So we've got our prebiotics, our probiotics, and our fiber. I like to think of fiber as like a toothbrush for your gut, because when you get that good fiber in, what it does is it goes through and cleans everything else out. And so when it's clean, when it's not sitting there, you feel better and your tummy is a little flatter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they, you know, yours will be there really soon, I'm sure. You know, we all like that.
It was 2 days ago.
I bet it is. Oh, that is so cool. Okay, so what about red wine? I mean, you know, you haven't had any for a while, probably, but, you know, how does that help? It doesn't seem to have fiber or prebiotics or probiotics. What does red wine have in it?
You know, red wine has a lot of compounds, polyphenols that are overall good for our body, and they help promote a good environment for the bacteria to thrive in. So I'm not going to tell you to go drink a vat of red wine. You're going to have the happiest belly ever. But if you're going to compare it to other libations that you might enjoy, having red wine definitely has more supportive benefits than other drinks out there.
You know, we've heard a lot about water. Water, water, water. You have to have 8 glasses a day. You know, blah, blah. They say all this stuff about water. Now, drinking a lot of water sometimes does make people bloated. I live in a bloated world, Carissa. I'm always bloated. But, you know, how does water and staying hydrated help us to feel that less bloated, less nauseous?
Well, I think the key with water, and if that goes back to kind of your kidneys, but to flush out your body, to keep your body from holding on to, say, maybe some of those higher sodium processed foods that you might have overindulged on, it is about drinking more water and flushing it out. That also goes hand in hand with fiber as well. So when you have more water and you have more fiber, things are going to be able to move through your gut, you know, move through your belly at a better speed. And if they're moving through on a regular speed, they're not sitting there, you're not giving to that uncomfortable kind of constipation type feeling, water really helps with that, and then you're going to feel better. If you feel better, you'll most likely want to eat better to keep that feeling going, and it's a cycle. So I can't say enough good things about water and the fiber, and definitely because it's getting hotter in the summertime, you want to make sure you're hydrating even more. And when we're talking about hydration, it's not just water. You get hydration from your foods as well.
Sure, there are certain foods that are full of water and liquids, and so those help us. Now, one of my favorites, I'm an exercise physiologist, so physical activity is on this list here. And so how does that help us to keep a healthy gut and a happy belly?
Well, your intestines are essentially a muscle. When we're moving food through your digestive system, that it's contracting. It's doing that. So exercise, getting that blood going, blood moving, as you know, is an important way to keep all of our muscles in our body healthy and toned. Being sedentary, sitting at a desk all day, you're not really ever engaging that core. So getting that little exercise, getting the blood going, also goes a long way in helping to make sure that our whole body is working properly, and that counts the muscles of your digestive system.
Well, it's true, and that's a great way to put it, because it is a muscle, and by getting that blood flow in there, you're going to help that muscle to work better anyway. We only have about a minute or two left. What about stress management? Because we seem to feel that when you're stressed, you know, you feel more bloated, our bodies feel more ill at ease. How does stress management help us to have that happy belly? And kind of wrap it all up for us, Carissa.
Of course. I mean, think about, like we just talked about, fiber, water, exercise. What do we want things to do in our belly to make it happy? We want them to move through. Stress is like putting the red light on. It's tensing our muscles. It's causing everything to slow down. You're probably not eating as well when you're stressed. The key thing, if someone's listening to this, to take away to a happy belly is add more of the foods you know you should already be having, like fruits and vegetables and whole grains, into your diet. That's going to go a long way for a healthy belly. Even if you're stressed, don't neglect those foods. And do try to use something like an exercise to counter the stress and as well as keep a happy belly.
That is absolutely great information. Thank you so much, Carissa, and all the best to you and going forward with your new wonderful little girl. And congratulations from Radio MD here. And thanks for so much great advice. You know, this is good advice. We do have to manage our stress, and we do absolutely have to keep ourselves in the best shape. Try some of these fermented foods, prebiotics, probiotics, and fiber, all of it to help us out. You're listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. We are your on-demand go-to health news network. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.